And now I try to increase my number of rounds. I try to chant 64. And maybe you can give me some tips, maybe not so specific question, is some common question, but still I feel that after some 40 rounds it's become difficult for mind to just continue.
Yes. Yeah, if you have the free time and the environment, proper environment and free time and attraction and taste and determination to chant 64 rounds a day or 1 week or Kartik month or Chaturmasya or one day of Ekadasi. Some people sit, they say, okay, on Ekadasi, I'll take a day off from work, or I'll make that my official vacation day. I have some sick days. I'll call in, oh, I'm sick. Nani Kadasi, I take a sankalp that I'll, from morning to sunset, I'll chant 64 rounds. That's a very good thing. And every one holy name, if you chant perfectly and purely, without offense, just one holy name of Krishna can attract Krishna's heart. And he will come and give you so much mercy and maybe even give you love, bhav. So whether you chant one round or 64, it's the feeling, it's the attitude, it's the feeling, it's the sincerity, it's the mentality, pure mind without envy of others and without pride and without critical nature, criticizing big or small devotees or anyone. And so this personality development and the culture of heart, personality development and culture of the heart, along with the proper mental attitude and mood of submission, is really what makes japa chanting successful. Larger numbers we chant, sometimes we lose our momentum. We can get physically tired. So you said, I reach 40 rounds and I feel an impasse or some slowing down, or sometimes you need a little break, different things. Sometimes you need to rest for a half hour because the mind should be fresh and attentive, and that you should like what you're doing to some extent. It's a sadhana, it's a practice. And sadhana sometimes hurts. Even yoga. You're doing yoga or sadhana, lifting weights, and you put a lot of weight on. Oh, yeah, you can hurt your joints or your muscles. So sadhana sometimes gives pain. They say no pain, no gain. So, but it's maybe bitter in the beginning, and then it becomes very sweet in the end. The same chanting of 16 rounds or one round or four rounds. So difficult in the very beginning. Then 30 years later, it's so sweet. It's so nice. So many you say what to do, what's the tips, what's the idea, suggestions to just keep going, sustain the energy. There are many things that can be done. Practically, you have to first of all consider the vehicle that we're working with. It's a machine. You run your car all day for 8 hours or 40 rounds or whatever, and then the car runs out of gas. So practically, you may have to eat something. Oh no, I'm only eating once a day. No, these things are. This is Aishwarya-vichara, this is yoga-vichara. This is because our only brat, according to the Goswami, especially Vishnath, our only brat is Ekadasi fasting, and about, I know, 8 or 9 days a year, which we also fast. Shiv Chaturdasi, Ram Nomi, Gaur Purnim, Nityananda Trayodasi, Advaita Saptami, Nisringa Chaturdasi, Krishnastami, Krishna Jayanti, Radhastami, Nisringa Agarbhav. And there's these days, 24 ekadasis and 8 days more. So 24 and 8, so about 1 month a year we're fasting. 1/12 of the year we're fast. So this is the tapasya for the bhakta, the Vaishnava, the Krishna bhakta. These 30 different assorted fasting days, upavas, avirbhav days, and special days of ekadasi, we fast and do more chanting. But other than that, self-imposed strict diets because of one's sanskaras, yogic tendencies or sanskaras, are not much encouraged, or do we see many of the stalwart devotees showing this path of bhajan? One of the most famous worldwide devotees of the Lord is, of course, Srila Prabhupada. And he lived a very practical life as a sannyasi sadhu, guru acharya, jagat guru. He ate at least three times a day, maybe a few drinks here and there, coconut water, hot milk. And then ekadasi, also ate ekadasi foods, some fruits, milk, like this. And he did his seva, Bhakti Vedanta. So this is, we want to be like the Bhakti Vedantas. We want to know the Shastra Vedanta. We have to know the essence and meaning of the Shastra. And then we have to have devotion. So the perfect bhakta is the one who has a blend of mind and heart. He has faith in Krishna, strong. That's heart, feeling, belief. And he has good knowledge of Shastra, good knowledge. So he's the ideal bhakta. He's called the Uttam Adhikari in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There are measurements of the three levels of faith, Shraddha. Shraddha Adhikar, Kanishta Adhikar, Madhyam Adhikar, and the Uttam Adhikari. And in Uddhav Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, we describe the three levels of devotees. And the top is the Uttam Bhagavat, not Uttam Adhikar. Uttam Bhagavat is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, verse 30. Yomam Pashiti Sarvatra Sarvam Chamayi Pashiti. Yutam Bhagavat, who is described by Krishna in 11th canto of Bhagavatam to Uddhava Mahashaya, he says, Yutam Bhagavat, this is Uttam Bhakta. He is highly, obviously has great faith and great knowledge, and he's highly, so the Uttam Bhagavat measures his realization of Krishna and his experience of Krishna, his anubhav. So it describes there in the 11th canto, symptoms of the Uttam Bhagavat. He sees Krishna everywhere, like Krishna tells in Gita, chapter 6, verse 30. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost to him, he is never lost to me. So this is in the Madhyam Bhakta, what is his drishti? He has certain faith, and certain knowledge, and certain realization that I try to love Krishna and serve the devotees and help those below me and avoid the demons. So he has four visions, right? He sees those that are need help, I preach to them and guide them, and then I take guidance from the advanced devotees, and then I worship Krishna and avoid the demons. Then Uttam Adhikar, not the Uttam, the Uttam Bhakta, what is his level of realization? Because the Madhyam, he sees Krishna in the hearts of everyone, so he preaches. He feels compassion, he wants to help them. So that's, he's the Madhyam Bhakta. He has these four characteristics. Avoids the demons, befriends the devotees, preaches to the innocent, and he tries to love the Lord and everywhere. But the Kanishta Bhakta, the lowest level of Bhakta, he's like Vaishnava Praya or Prakrita Bhakta. He doesn't see Krishna in anyone's heart, but he sees Krishna in the temple. Or where's Krishna? Krishna's in the temple. What about my heart? No, no, I don't see Krishna. So this chanting in many rounds is good. So you, if you chant 40, then you kind of peter out or run out of gas. You can take a little rest, take a walk, get some fresh air, eat some prasad, and then rest. So you're physically alert and have energy to sit in one place and chant attentively and lovingly. And then that's one practical physical consideration about pushing on and carrying on from 40 to 50 to 64 and on. And the other consideration is that's the physical and the mental consideration. The mind may feel dried up. The mind feels like it's, I can't, the mind is telling, body is strong, young, you're a young man. But the mind is telling, oh, I need a break, I can't go on, this is. So now we have to feed the mind with some new thoughts. Feed new thoughts to the mind. So then, how to do that? So then we just don't even think about the japa. We take some shastra and we read about Krishna Leela, Radha Krishna Leela, because the holy name is Krishna and Radharani, or some interpret and explain the holy name to mean everything is, word is Krishna from the viewpoint of the Manjari's chanting to please Radharani, or Radharani chanting in separation from Krishna. Oh Hare, oh Hari, you're like a lion. And she has her own meanings to that. Every word is masculine, it means Krishna. And Jiva Goswami and Bhakti Vinod and Dhyan Chandra, they are giving explanation, and Srila Prabhupada also, that the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is Yuga, it's Radha and Krishna, Radharani, Radhani Shakti, Radharani and Krishna, Radharaman and Radharani, Krishna and Radharani, Radharaman and Radharani. This is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's idea, and Srila Prabhupada also. So that means the holy name is Radha and Krishna. So when our mind feels dry or feels no impetus or energy to go forward or chant more, it means that we can't find Radha and Krishna in our mind. It's like you have a, in the desert it may rain, and it may be a low area in the desert, and it catches that rainwater. So you look and you see a small amount of rain there in the desert. Oh, there's a nice lake in the middle of the desert. But as the sun continuously shines and heats up that water, eventually after a few hours there's no more water. It's sand. So this analogy is like our mind. When we start, there's some water in the lake in the desert of our mind. And the water is created by the Nam Ras. We're chanting Nam, and that's creating Radha Ras, because it's a Yuga Nam, Hare Krishna. So now that lake is there, and we're swimming, we're floating, we're drinking in that lake, and we're going 16 rounds, and 32, and 40, and 32, and then 48, like this, whatever, it usually goes like this. And then, oh, all the water's dried up. Oh, how to make it rain again. So then you read Shastra about Radha and Krishna's Leela, Nitya Leelas, Julan Leela, Holy Leela, half hour you read, and deeply read and try to visualize and feel and be there. And then close the book, pick up your beads, touch your forehead, remember your Gurudev's lotus feet, pray for the mercy of Srinam and Radha Krishna and all the gopis and great Vaishnavas, and then chat with all those sweet memories of what you read coming in your mind. So this is the way to keep going at the chanting. You keep drinking the ras, then you get energy. Ras is amrit, rasamrit. Amrit means nectar, it means energy, it means tonic. It gives enervation and energy and drive and determination. And moreover, it's satisfying and flavorful. And ultimately, ras really means it's amazing, adbhut. It's astonishing. So chanting japa, for many, it's quite an amazing and an astonishing experience. It's a very extraordinary means of yoga meditation in this Kali Yuga. It's in every age, chanting and meditating on Krishna's names. But in this age, it's particularly accessible and easy, most applicable. And it's reaching down to the lowest place. The most degraded Kali Yuga inhabitants, archetypal Jagai and Muddais, they were freed and liberated from darkness by the mercy of Nitai Chand and Gaurachand. So we are coming in their line, and we're getting the mercy of Gaur Nitai and Advaita Chand, and we're chanting this holy name. One devotee, he was in San Francisco. In 1975, I was there in the temple, and he asked several brahmacharis to help him build the Rath Yatra carts for Lord Jagannath Balaram Subhadra. Three carts, big carts, maybe 15 meters high, 15 meter high, from ground to the top, big. His name was Sriman Jayananda Das, famous devotee, Jayananda.
This week was his disappearance,
is it? Yeah, somewhere around this month he has his disappearance, in May sometime, 1977. He was a great devotee. So he used to be in ecstasy at the end of the day, so much devotional service and engaging so many and serving Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra Utsav, preparing the carts and painting and carpentry work and hammering and screwing things and many things, sanding. Many, many sevas for many, many hands and many, many bhaktas. Then at the end of the night, everyone takes a bath and we go to the temple and we dance in kirtan and bliss. And then Jayananda, in his usual impromptu mood of pure bhakti. In 11th canto, Bhagavatam, there's one verse. There's this one verse, which is very nice. So this is a verse that we often quote and often forget, but it's from 11th canto, Bhagavatam, chapter 2, verse 40, and it's quoted two times in Chaitanya Charitamrita, right in the very beginning, Adi Lila 794, and right at the very end of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya 3179. Basically, it's a verse, it's a shloka about one's favorite name of Krishna or Radharani. So it's a definition of Nam Sankirtan, and it's a definition of the symptoms of prema. When somebody attains Radha Krishna prema, and what do they do, and how do they feel, and what are their actions? So this is the verse, Srimad Bhagavatam 11. 240. Evam vratasva priyanama kirtya jaranarago undruta chittuche asatyato roditi hroti gayat yonmadavan nityati lokabhaya. Evam vratasva priyanama kirtya. When one will take a vrat, swapriya nam kirtya. He'll take a vrat or a vow to sing kirtan, his favorite names, swapriya nam, his favorite names. And when he does that, because he's always chanting the name of his beloved Radha and Krishna's, he's in ecstasy. So he displays different anubhavas, external symptoms of his inner emotions. He's jat anurag. Anurag has taken birth in his heart. Intense, ever-fresh, loving attachment for Radha and Krishna. Anurag. Druta chitta uchai. As his heart melts with loving sentiments and feelings for Radha and Krishna, as his heart melts, druta chitta, then uchai, he loudly chants, Ha Radhe, Ha Krishna, Ha Radhe. Then what happens then? Then sattvic bhavas, he can't control himself, and that involuntary responses that he's not controlling. He deliberately yells out, "Oh, I feel so good," and he shouts. But then he's so deep in experiencing the ecstasy of prema that he laughs and cries and becomes agitated and dances like a madman. Hasati rodati roti gayati. Un madhavan, he's like possessed, he's like mad. Nrityabhaya, he's become mad in prem pagal. Lokabhaya, he's very bhaya, he's very outside and away from all the people. He doesn't care anything about public opinion. Evam vrata sva priyanama kirtya, chadano rago jruta chitta uche, asatyato rodati roti gayat. Ayun Madhavan Nrityati Lokabhaya. 11.2.40 Srimad Bhagavatam. The symptoms of the Premi Bhakta. So how much more so this applies to the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who himself was in transcendental madness. This Unat Ujjala Prem, this Unmad, Prem Unmad of Radharani, Govinda Virahename. Yuga yatam nameshina, feeling one moment to be like yugas away from Govinda. Ha Govinda, ha Govinda. Crying, grinding the face on the rough stone walls of the Gambira. Crying like a very sad child, running here and there looking for Rajendra Nandan Shamsundar. So by reading some Leela of Radha Krishna, then you'll get more drive and determination and rasa fuel to drive on your chanting of the holy name. That's what I can say about your question.